Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, everybody, let's get going here today. Another stellar day of talking about what's important in your life. And it ain't all just about coronavirus. But it is about the things that surround it, because they are far more lasting than just this virus, which will pass, and its impacts in our life may pass or maybe not, depending on what we do. So let's talk about a couple of things in that regard. Number one is, well, let me ask you this question. Will the constitutional sheriffs of Oregon, will they stand up and protect our rights during the lockdown like they are in Washington State and a lot of other states? There's an interesting story, of course, it comes out of the Washington Post, so it has a leftist slant to it. But nonetheless, it is an important question to ask, because it has really, really long-term implications for everything you believe in. We're going to talk about that. Also want to talk about Mitch McConnell. He said, this next round of deficit spending is not going to solve, we're not going to solve state problems that they've created for themselves. Is that the sensible thing to do? Is it a little bit of tough love? I mean, at what point do we as the American people say enough is enough here? Yeah, we have to do some things that we don't like doing in terms of just opening up the spigots and printing money, which is what we're doing right now, because government shut everything down. So how far do we go with this? Now, you know as well as I do that Kate and the governors on the left coast and the governors on the right coast, which are all liberal for the most part, until you get down below Washington, D.C., then they turn stunningly Republican. Imagine that. They are advocating, as Governor Cuomo did yesterday when he visited with the president of the White House, we got to have money. You got to bail us out. Bail you out from what? Coronavirus-related spending? Okay, that's fair, and that's what Mitch McConnell said, but what about your pension problems? We're not going to fix the mess you made for yourself. In fact, they're even going so far, and Mitch McConnell said this, he's okay if states go bankrupt. So as a policy, as an idea, is that something we want to see happen? Is it fair? I mean, all of these government workers, and some of you that work, you know, listening to me right now, work for the government. Okay, so what would you rather have? The state of Oregon or your local government go bankrupt? Now, in Oregon, your local government cannot go bankrupt like they can in other states. And what has happened in other states, in some cities primarily, have gone bankrupt because of their pension program. They literally don't have the revenue to pay their pensions. And what has happened is workers who had pensions lost them. Now, some of them are getting them back, but it's a tiny fraction of what they would have gotten. So if you're a government worker right now, I'd love to hear your perspective on, should the federal government print money and bail out you and your pension on top of everything else that you're getting? Should states be able to go bankrupt? And finally, I want to talk a little bit about Kate. Kate pledges to save small businesses by taxing small businesses. What? Yeah, in fact, she doubled down on that as she finally decided to meet with business owners yesterday. Well, a business group. And they ask her all kinds of questions. It's an Oregonian story. You can see all of this on Oregon Watchdog OregonWatchdog.com. There are some other headlines on Oregon Watchdog that I just want to briefly read to you. And one of them is this story. Governor Brown pledges to tax small businesses that have no customers. She pledges to tax small businesses to save them. It's stunning. It's stunningly ignorant of how things work. Now, what will happen is exactly what Andrew Cuomo is experiencing in Washington, or not in New York, rather. You know, Cuomo has bemoaned, has complained about all of these millionaires leaving the state. And they have. Why? Because New York State and New York City place enormous special taxes on the rich. And guess where they're going? They're going to no tax states like Florida and Texas and others. Yet Kate will not learn from that. Now, in all of the things that we're going to talk about today, including some other headlines, thousands of people are missing their $600 a week checks that come from the federal government. These are unemployed people. Oregon universities are preparing for budget crisis. Duh. They have increased their spending ridiculously high, which is why tuition is so high. And they bond all these new building projects. And of course, they're shut down now. Now, again, we're faced with we're going to have to cut. This is my prediction to you. Because I lived through five special sessions in 2002 after the 2001 terrorist attacks that put us into recession in America. I was a legislator then in the Oregon House of Representatives, and we had to do five special sessions to deal with almost a 25% cut in general fund. My prediction to you is that's about what's going to happen right now. They're going to have to do a similar thing, and it's going to affect schools. It's going to affect universities. So at some point, Kate is going to get smacked with a dose of reality, because you know what? The people of Oregon are not going to stand for new tax increases. And the next time they pull, and believe me, next time, it's so bad, folks. We will get the signatures next time, and we will refer these to the ballot no matter how many times they repass it. And by the way, Republicans are smart enough now to figure out not to be duped by repassing the sales tax bill, which is exactly what they did. We're not going to let that happen again. All of this is on the table today, friends. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. And I'll go ahead and read it to the best that I possibly can. So will Oregon's constitutional sheriff step up and protect our rights that are being infringed on right now, just like they are in Washington states and frankly, other states in the country? Mitch McConnell says he's not interested in solving state problems by borrowing money and creating a new bailout that is non-coronavirus related, like bailing out their pension plans. And we, of course, know how bad that is in Oregon. And Kate, of course, doubling down on hurting businesses because she says she's going to tax small business to save small business. What do you think about all of that? 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. And then, of course, emails again to jeff@1220.am. Let's look at this here for a momento. If I can get my technology to work correctly for me. There it is. Now I've got technology. That's good. I want to remind you, friends, you know, if you have a construction project that you've been thinking about doing while you have all this time off, you know, maybe you ought to call Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. He's one of our great small businesses that advertise on this radio station. And frankly, his business has been impacted just like maybe yours has, or your life. And that's why I truly want to urge you to consider, if you've been thinking about doing this anyway, Take a little bit of that stimulus money you're getting. Maybe if you're on unemployment right now, waiting for Kate to reopen the economy, and you're getting that extra $600 a week on top of the state unemployment, maybe you ought to think about spending some of that with Eric Azor at Righteous Renovations. You can trust him. Just look at all the great accolades that he has on his website, righteousrenovations.com. He is a man of faith, and he lives it. He does good work. You need to fix that deck. I mean, summer's coming. You want to have barbecues? I mean, eventually, Kate's going to let us out of our homes. But you know what? What's been one of the cool things about, if there are cool things, but one of the good things that will come out of all of this insanity is that we've spent a lot of time at home. And it's like, okay, let's make it better. Let's make it so we can enjoy it more as a family. And that includes maybe a deck. Eric Azor at Righteous Renovations can help you do that. Why don't you check out his website, contact him, tell him you heard about it on the show, righteousrenovations.com. You can trust him to do the right thing. righteousrenovations.com. So got an email, by the way, from the state employee who shall never be named. And it's entitled Moving the Goalposts. So I want to read this to you. Wednesday's Oregonian had this question, and so he answers it. Here's what they posed. How could Oregon reopen amid coronavirus? Read details from a draft report that the governor didn't want shared. And there's a quote from it that he puts in his email. It says, easing restrictions in place since March would be contingent on seeing declines in identified coronavirus cases and increasing the state's capacity to test people and trace their contacts, among other things. Modeling, oh, there's that wonderful word again. Modeling suggests the state's capacity may not be able to reopen parts of its economy until late May at the earliest. So here's the question the state employee who shall never be named asks. Why would Queen Kate be holding back and not putting into circulation thousands of virus testing kits she already has? Could it be that by doing so, there would not be a scientific record of declining cases? Oregon, or rather, that by doing so, the state's capacity to test people would go unproven, thus giving her, quote, scientific evidence, unquote, not to open up the state until late May. I think that's a fair question to ask. We know what Kate has done here. Now, we know that we have all these tests and she has restricted their use. She has restricted your opportunity to get tested. Why would you do that? Why would she do that? Now, that's a question to ask. It's a question that you can use in your conversations with people every day. Is to say, Kate wants to reopen the state, or says she does, but only when certain conditions are met, like testing. But yet she won't allow testing. She won't even allow the test that she already has to be used. Is that common sense? Now that's something you can share with other people. Ask that question. Back in a moment, friends. We'll talk to Ron when we come back, and some other interesting things, including constitutional sheriffs. Should they step up in Oregon to protect your rights? Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Ron. But you know what's interesting is thinking about Kate. In fact, Corby sent me a great email. It says, morning, Jeff. It sounds like Hate Brown is pushing more socialism or communism by taxing small businesses that are producing and giving to those that aren't. Wealth redistribution? Yeah, I'd say it is, because Kate doubles down. She has a meeting with business people yesterday, And they ask her to stop this tax, the new business tax. That's a gross receipts tax that taxes you on your sales, not on your profits. So businesses that have no profits that are losing money still have to pay the tax. Why would you do that? She doesn't understand, apparently, how this hurts businesses. So if you, how much hurt can you put on businesses before they close their doors and don't come back? What does that mean for the long term? Unemployment. We saw another 4.4 million people file for first-time unemployment claims today. The number just came out about a half hour ago. 4.4, actually, almost an hour ago. 4.4 million. So, again, in your conversations with people in your circle of influence, you can ask that question. Does it make any sense for Kate to say she's going to save small business by taxing small business? Ask that question. We'll get into the constitutional sheriffs who are saying they're not going to enforce coronavirus restrictions. Now, is this a good thing or does it hurt the constitutional sheriffs? Where are we at in America on this? 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Ron. Ron, how are you, brother? Good morning.
Oh, I'm getting ready to go back down your way to Harrisburg for one more day. Today's my Friday. I'm about to go babysit other kids. But, yeah, Cable Kate is following the same plan as Cuomo. Did you watch the interview yesterday with Cuomo and where he gone through and said, oh, you can return your comfort and all this stuff? How prideful, how disrespectful. It's like they keep moving the goalposts, and yet they don't need the tools. But they want to keep slowly extorting our federal governments while they're printing money to save the economy. They want us to plug up their mess that they made for themselves, the lack of hospital beds, which they could have made on their own. Lots of respirators, they created that mess. They created the mess with PERS retirement system of almost, in my opinion, it was about $70 billion upside down in this state. It was a trillion and a half in California. Probably around $20 trillion to $30 billion in Washington. But the thing is this, they think the pig is always hungry. They said we are there for business, but if they got the hand in it, they don't want to be there for business because they want to have control of what you do. How you run it. Are you being fair with your profit? Before you can make a profit, how does that business model work? It's called communism. It's called socialism. It's like being the mullahs in Iran. You got your hand in the pot before you can mix the ingredients together. Kate Brown does not understand business. She chooses not to understand this business because if she cared about business, my question is this. Why would you let China, through Facebook, and subsidiary can put 2 5-hour cables from here to all the way back across Pacific into the Jupiter cable right there in Tierra Del Mar. And is my question is, is that another backdoor internet tax that she's trying to make before she can go through, you know, Thursday, in my opinion, to take that money from us, the people that use the cell phones, to us, the people that have internet services to backfill purge secretly. And the last thing I would like to know is why Kate does not want to go through and give these people the right, the small businesses, the ranching communities, the rulers. Yes, this is her version of revenge served cold. And I believe it's all premeditated by the far leftists throughout the country because they want to control us. This is the road to serfdom. This is the road to slavery, not black, white, Irish, or Chinese. It's American slavery done by the far left, and its people need to wake up because shut up, guys, and question. This is an election year, people. This is a primary year, people. Who are you going to vote for? You got sheriffs running. If they're not being constitutional, not going to dispel with it. Don't vote for them. You, the people, have the power to keep and make the change that America needs in 2020.
That's exactly right. Ron, thanks, brother. Be safe as you're out and about on the roads today, down in my neck of the woods. Okay, brother, we'll be safe. Let's move on quickly to Brian. Brian, good morning. What do you have to say?
Good morning. You know, taxing small businesses to save them is like drinking to get sober, you know, or eating candy bars to lose weight. It doesn't work. And speaking of socialism, we have a friend whose denomination, they have sister churches in Venezuela, which sent them pictures. She showed us pictures of money piled up along the gutters of the streets, just lying there worthless. Nobody can, you can't buy anything with it.
So, no kidding. Wow.
Yeah, actual, the currency, all just paper money, just blowing on the sidewalks and streets. She said you can't take your cell phones or jewelry to church because people come in and rob you.
Are you afraid that happens here in America?
You know, it happens by increments. America's not immune from the forces of, it's just like nobody's immune from gravity. And we have kind of a thought process here that nothing really bad will happen to us in America. But if we keep doing the wrong things, you know, and continue down the road of immorality, we could wind up that way.
Brian, thank you. I appreciate it. That's an important thought. So also, friends, is if in fact you have been hanging out at home, and a lot of you have been, and you've been doing them home projects, why don't you think about taking away the debris, the mess you've made, like the yard debris, the dirt and the gravel. Maybe you've been working on the house, the wood, whatever. Put a new roof on your place. Haul it to Clayton Ward Recycling, right here in Salem, the right off of Salem Parkway on Mainline Drive. It's easy to get in there. They accept all that stuff, and they accept some stuff you don't pay for, some that you do. But it's easy to unload. It's fast. They've been here 50 years. They're family-owned. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Clayton Ward Recycling. Salem Parkway, Mainline Drive. It's 6:30. Back in a moment. Don't.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
There I am again, forgetting to turn my microphone back on. Sorry about that, folks. We're back 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Here's what we're talking about today, if you're just joining us. Will the constitutional sheriffs in Oregon step up to protect your rights like they are in Washington State? Mitch McConnell says he's not going to solve state problems like Oregon's PERS pension problem that they created for themselves. And Kate pledges, unbelievably, she pledges she's going to save small business by taxing small business. Stunning, isn't it? The ignorance. Or maybe she knows and she doesn't really care. In fact, maybe she knows but really believes ultimately that business will suck it up and they'll just pay whatever price of extortion the regressive totalitarian Marxist like is Kate's mentality, her political philosophy. Whatever they think they can get away with, they will do. I mean, look what's happening in New York, still the center of American commerce, right? Banking, investment. Illinois still hasn't collapsed yet. California. Doesn't matter that the middle class and the poor are leaving California droves. because they can't afford to live there anymore. That doesn't matter. Business hasn't left, right? She believes this stuff. You see, totalitarian Marxists don't really believe in capitalism. And they don't really believe that even with capitalism, that the profit motive is good or right. To them, it is evil. And because they believe that, and this is the Bernie Sanders type socialist thinking, right? AOC kind of thinking. Because they believe that capitalism in and of itself is inherently evil, they believe it is proper and just and right to tax it to the point that it really becomes a state-owned enterprise, much the way China. I mean, they look at China, they think China's great. The communist Chinese control everything. They're state-owned enterprises. Oh, yeah, they have so-called private businesses, but they pay extortion fees to the Chinese government. And Kate, and again, the regressive totalitarian Marxist, believe that you cannot kill the goose that lays the golden egg. You can always go back to it and demand more and more and more. While they ignore the obvious consequences of doing that. And not only just other countries. I mean, it's just like what Brian talked about. Venezuela, money just sitting in the streets and the gutters because nobody wants it. It's worth nothing. That's the consequences of that. But they don't believe it'll happen here. Friends, we can't let it get to that point. You want to be like Venezuela? Who's going to protect you from it? Well, you are. And that's the purpose of this radio show. And Art, hang on, because I'm going to get to you in a moment, friend. I appreciate you waiting, but I need to make this point. Kate believes you can save small business by taxing it. It's an absurdity that defies all logic, but she believes it. Yes, she has political reasons why she has to continue to do that, because that feeds the government PERS monster. It feeds the public employee unions that give her money and give the Democrats money in their campaign so that they can win and control and, you know, the dog chasing its tail. You are the only person that can help others see the fallacy of that. Now, beyond that, who's going to help you do that? Who's going to help you protect your rights beyond yourself? Well, it's sheriffs. That's who. And we'll get into why and how. And what they're doing in Washington State to defy the Marxist governor in Washington State in a moment. But I promise I go to Art, so I'm going to go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Jeff. Are we surprised with Kate?
Not really.
Not at all. Because she doesn't care about us. She doesn't care about small business, Jeff. What she cares about is big business and how they can line her coffers. It's very unfortunate, but what's still open? And don't get me wrong, I don't have nothing against these companies. Fred Meyer, Walmart, etc. Are they suffering like small business, mom and pop? Heck no. And the longer that Kate keeps small business closed down, the more advantageous it is to the bigger guy.
Sure, because then what she does is she makes deals with them. Oh, like say for Nike and Intel, special tax deals, special other deals, like they don't really pay the new sales tax, and they got other special tax breaks. Because if she can have a concentrated big business, she can control them. She can't control your local corner mom and pop store or local businesses like you, can she?
No. Well, she can because I'm part of a program. So I got to be careful. But I don't care because, you know what, right's right and wrong is wrong. Jeff, those guys meeting with Kate yesterday was a big waste of time because she doesn't care about small business. What did she do when Trump cut taxes for small business? She took the tax cuts away from the small businesses in Oregon. You and I both know this. She does not care about the people. All she cares about is Kate. All she cares about is whether it's going to be advantageous to her. And we got to stop this. I mean,
okay, so how do we stop it? Well, Kate is going to be governor for another 2.5 years. Okay? We're not going to be able to stop her from doing what she does by removing her from office.
Well, you know, so we've got an election coming up, Jeff. hey, does Portland care that much about the rural area? No. So, I mean, we got to stand up and fight this garbage. But you know what I heard yesterday? Kate is going to continue to charge bars for the lottery machines that they got, even though she's closed them down. I mean, what's wrong with that picture, Jeff? So let me tell you, you know, I do vending machines, all right?
Right,
and I use telemetry to do the credit cards. Well, the company I work with has allowed me to shut down the machines that are no longer in service until, you know, they come back into service. Now, would Kate do that for the bars and stuff? No, she wants to steal their money and make them pay for a good enough service that they're not even able to take advantage of. This woman cares nothing about our individual rights. All she cares about is the unions and the big business that line her pocketbook.
You are so right. Art, got to let you go. That was indeed correct. So how do we fix that, friends? Well, I'm going to tell you in a moment, but I want to remind you one of the ways you can fix your home to make it safer in terms of the air you breathe and the bacteria and the virus is to truly sit down and talk with the folks at Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out on the internet, Freedom Heating and Air, all one word, freedomheatingandair.net. Been around Salem area 50 years. They have these great UV light systems that can disinfect things. Frankly, that kills virus. I used to have one in my other home. I swear by it, folks. You know what? This is the perfect time, again, to take some of your hard-earned money and some of this free money from the federal government, spend it with a great local business that advertises on this radio station and on this show, Freedom Heating and Air. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. Friends, look, you have to protect your liberty. It is a precious thing. We've fought wars over liberty, slavery. We had a Revolutionary War. We created, through this marvelous American experiment, something that's never happened before. And that is a document called the Constitution. And it guarantees your rights from government, and it limits government. Now, beyond you being an influence in your circle of influence, the constitutional sheriffs are your next line of defense. You may think it's your elected city council, your county commission. It isn't. It's time for the constitutional sheriffs to step up on major issues. Like being locked down in your home unconstitutionally, by being told you can't go to church, by people wanting to take your gun. These are politicians' things. Sheriffs will help you. When we come back, constitutional sheriffs, don't miss it. No, that's not poverty. As they march through town to the riverside, they baptize believers in this celebration.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. You know, the state employee who shall never be named. That's a great suggestion for a new billboard or a bumper sticker. Get a load of this. Here's what it is. Social distancing. No, excuse me. Socialism distancing. Vote Republican. Oh, I like that. Socialism distancing. Vote Republican. Somebody ought to do that. Rich writes an email, by the way. It is, you know, look, Brown knows exactly what she's doing, referring to the governor. To say that she doesn't understand business isn't entirely true. She is there to destroy businesses and this state. It's right out of the communist playbook. We should not sell these communists short anymore. We're just kidding ourselves, saying it can't happen here. The idea of getting monies from the U.S. government to save their failed policies of her reign and other communists is just another way to bring down the U.S. and put money in their pockets before the money is worthless. Beware of communists solving any problem. Yeah, I would agree. And Corby writes me an email about sheriffs. Says, I believe it would be great to know where the sheriff stands as far as the people and the Constitution are concerned. You never know when we the people may have to enact a citizen's arrest. Should we invite them to the upcoming rally in case Big Brother tries to unlawfully stop us? Now, therein lies a fair question. And I'll tell you why. Now, the reality is I don't, Sheriff Myers, just in Marion County anyway, doesn't strike me as somebody who's a constitutional sheriff. Jim Yawn, however, who is the sheriff in Linn County, where I now reside, is actually a guy I know from way back. I remember when he first became a deputy. He used to stop by the farm out here and got to know him. Great guy. He is a constitutional sheriff, like many of the Linn County sheriffs prior to him. So I think it's a fair question to ask. Maybe some of you who listen to me right now should call the sheriff and ask him, will you come to the May 2nd rally and protect our right to peaceably assemble from the state police who are under the direct orders and supervision of Kate Brown? Now, you know as well as I do, all of these law enforcement folks work together, and they should. They respect each other's turf. I get that. But this is beyond that, friends. This is the future of our liberty, frankly, of our state, of this nation. The story in the Washington Post is the constitutional sheriffs won't enforce coronavirus restrictions. And it says in Snohomish County, Sheriff, this is Washington, Sheriff Adam Fortney is refusing to enforce the governor's stay-at-home order. He claims the order intrudes on our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. On April 22nd, he told constituents via a Facebook post that along with other elected sheriffs around our state, the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office will not be enforcing an order preventing religious freedoms or constitutional rights. And then the story goes on to, I mean, it goes south from there. Okay, it is the Washington Post, you know. And this is an op-ed, okay? By some PhD candidate woman. And they go on to basically try to trash the constitutional sheriffs and say that they're only doing this because they're beholden to the voters. Again, they have no clue. And this writer sort of alludes a little bit to the fact that sheriffs have a constitutional right to what the U.S. Supreme Court says they have a right to. And you know what that is? In that county, to be the highest law enforcement official in the land, including higher than the FBI, the U.S. Department of Justice, their State Department of Justice. And in fact, the story does cite that some sheriffs have threatened federal employees, like federal government employees, like Bureau of Land Management, trying to keep citizens off of public lands. And again, this article trashes this. I got this off a Drudge Report, by the way, if you want to see it. I'll have it on the show plan eventually here. But the bottom line is this. Sheriffs are besides yourself, they are your next line of defense against politicians taking away your constitutional rights. Now, my stepson lives in Pasco, Washington. In the Tri-Cities area, the county commission voted unanimously to reopen their businesses in defiance of Governor Jay Inslee's stay-at-home order and business closure order. And their sheriff is going to back them up. Now, in your conversations with people, again, the purpose of the show, I hope, is to give you ammunition, if you will, to use in persuading the persuadable in terms of posing questions or saying things that get people to thinking. Saying things like, is it possible to save small businesses by taxing small businesses? You know who said that? Kate Brown. Does that make any sense? If you were a small business, would that make any sense to you? The government has shut you down, but they're now demanding taxes from you that you can't pay because you don't have money. Does that make any sense? Is your liberty, government telling you you can't go to church, your liberty saying you cannot go to the state capitol or, frankly, in front of the county courthouse or city hall and peaceably gather together and protest your rights or assemble or pray on the Capitol steps or the steps of city hall? Ask people those questions. People will start thinking for themselves. The next thing you do is you ask, I mean, you really do need to ask your sheriffs to get involved in defending your rights. Ask them to join the Constitutional Sheriffs Association. There's like 400 sheriffs across the United States of America. These people are standing up for your rights. They will stand up for your rights when your local politicians will not. You have to think about that. So also, my friends, I want you to encourage making your body better to withstand things like coronavirus, building your immunity system. And you do that with taking ProBioScience CBD products. They got a great hand sanitizer that has CBD in it. You won't get high from this stuff. It is grown right here in the Willamette Valley. I know because I sell them some of my stuff. Get a 15% discount using the discount code SPRING when you go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. Back tomorrow, friends. It's Freedom Friday. Make it a great day. Be blessed. Stand for your freedom. See you then.